We're up to Simin Tov Tes Sif Zayin, and that's what we'll be doing. Ketzer Asiyas Eruv. How does one make an Eruv? Now, what the Mechaber is about to present is not what people will be accustomed to hearing about Eruv Etchumin. The Iker Eruv Etchumin is not putting down some food. The Iker Eruv Etchumin is what's called being Ma'arev Beregel. And that is that you actually walk to a place and you're kona shvisa over there. So let's see what he says. Ketzer asiyas eruv imrotzo lelech besof atchum o besocho ulahachshich sham. If a person wants to go to the end of his tchum or the middle of it in order to extend it from there, and lahachshich sham means to spend the night there, or better yet, to spend ben hashmashes there. Zehu ikur mitzvah, so that's the ikur mitzvah eruv that Chazal said. What does it mean? He should sit there all of bein ashmoshes. Vafilu lo amr shvisasiv imkomi, he doesn't have to say a thing. Ela hechshik sham, he was there for bein ashmoshes, v'shasak, and he was quiet. Lo shnemi sheyotzmi beisu lahashik alatchum, whether he left his house for that purpose. V'lo shnemi shebar baderech v'choshcholo, or someone that was on the road, And he found himself in a place where ben hashmashes. So he's kona shvisa there, kona alpayim ama below amira. He does not need to say anything. He's kona alpayim ama. Now notice he said, lo shnemisha yotzel abesel ahashek alatchum. What happens if someone wasn't yotzel abesel ahashek alatchum? He was yotzel abesel. He went for a walk. And lo and behold, Ben Hashmashes came, and he was in a certain place, Ben Hashmashes, and he said nothing. He's not kona shvisa there. His mokum is his home. Meaning, the only time that it works with shtika, without saying, I want this to be my mokum, I want to be kona shvisa here, the only way it works is if you left your home for that specific purpose. If you didn't, and you don't say anything, then you're not kona shvisa. On the other hand, the person who's on the road, he has no other home. He's on the road. A person who's on the road and Ben Hashmashes came is kona shvisa even without saying anything whatsoever. In fact, the din is even if he fell asleep and woke up and found that it already got dark, he's kona shvisa where he slept. V'im'ena rotza l'troch la'achshich sham. So the ikar adin is to do an eruv beregel. That's what Chazal really wanted. However, if he doesn't want to actually spend Ben Hashmashes there, he can go on Erev Shabbos. He puts there 2 meals worth of bread, of food, everybody according to the normal amount he eats. Also, if he is a chola, and the way the Nosa Kalim learned this, this really goes back that a cholo also goes kefi mezono. That means a cholo or a zaken that eats less, he does not have to put aside any more than 2 of his sudas. The imu rafsin, that's really the way it's supposed to read. Whereas what if he's somebody who eats a lot? Shiur ashte sudas beinonios. So he can get away with the average meal. He doesn't have to set aside there what he eats for 2 meals. Sheheim, what is they sudas beinonios? Kashisha beitzim, like the volume of 6 eggs worth of food. The ayin liel simin shin samaches shiv gimel, that there it says some whole dalet beitzim, and l'chatchila one should be machmer for that. The eggs means the volume of the egg with its shell. There's a daya that a chola also needs, not just his own, but what everybody else would eat. That's not the way they learn up the Mechaber Shita, though. Now, what does he put there? The food, mipas, whether it be bread, or mikol dover shemishtatim bo shetupa mavoas, anything that's good enough for shetupa mavoas, vimu lifton, if it's the kind of thing you eat with bread, kedei lecha bo shtei sudasagi, the amount that you eat 2 meals with. And we spoke out there that you can put butter or margarine, a stick of margarine is enough, or butter is certainly enough to be malafis 2 meals worth of pas. Va'omran, he says, but zeh ha'eruv, yeah, remember, no matter how many people you have, you need shtei sudas for each one of them. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha of somebody that made a shvua that he's not going to be nene from pas, that it still works for a ruvei tchumen. Since we're only ma'arvei ruvei tchumen ledvar mitzvah, we're going to see mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. Va'omer, he says, b'zeh ha'erev he'yamuto leilech l'machor alpayim amar. With this erev, I should be allowed to go 2,000 amas from here. V'chozer v'londa ve'iso, and then he could spend ben hashmashes on the whole night in his house. Even though he went home, we count his tchum from where his erev is. We look at it as if he lived there. Says the Machaber now, Avol, and by the way, b'dieved, you don't need the entire nusach. If all he said was Zeyielila Erev, that's good enough. But shtik isn't good enough. Shtik is only good for Ma'arev Baraglo. Shtika does not work for someone who does an Erev with food. Avala tell me the ma'ochemet sabalabayis shabateim basada v'chozrin v'lonin beveis rabam. What about the talmidim that eat with the balabatim live out there, and then they come back and they sleep in the yeshiva in the rav's house? So the way it was that the rav did not supply their rebbe didn't supply food for them. He got them to eat in the homes of balabatim. So even though they eat there, their home is really the yeshiva. Moldim lahem tchuma mi beis rabam shumakam linosam shulam iker. Shem shama yuchafeitzim gam lechul lo yeshem ezonam. They would have preferred eating in yeshiva, just that there's no food there. But their iker makam is the yeshiva, and you therefore count the alpayim amah from there.